When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 56. Teach us to trust, O Lord. Amen. I've been thinking a lot about trust lately, both the personal kind and the God kind. Trust, it's one of those giant words. Most of us have some personal trust issues. We have trusted parents to show up, but they didn't, or forgot, or sometimes did, and sometimes didn't, and we never knew which it would be. We learned that as much as we might love our parents, they couldn't always be trusted. They were, after all, human beings. One learns about trust early. Standing waist deep in the pool is mom or dad, with both arms stretched out toward the shivering child who is standing at the pool's edge, tearfully staring at the water, swaying from one foot to the other in a kind of nervous dance. And mom or dad smiles and calls out, "Come on, kiddo, you can do it. Jump, darling, I'll catch you. Trust me, you can do it. Just look at me, don't look down. Jump, baby, I'll catch you. It'll be fun. Trust me." A lot hangs on whether you were caught or not. We have trusted a partner, sibling, friend, or spouse to mean what they say, to really listen, to remain faithful, to support and defend, to share in the joys and sorrows. And we learned that trust is built together. It has a track record, and it flows both ways. It is a two-way street. When trust breaks, the pain is sharp and deep. Some breaks can be healed with time. Others seem never to heal. We are, after all, human beings. Our practice and experience of trusting, of sharing the two-way flow of trust, affects how we grow up, how we treat other people and form relationships, and how we see the world. And so I've been thinking a lot about trusting God and how we learn to trust God and about what that really means. How is trusting God a two-way shared thing? Sometimes when I look at the world, at all the pain and suffering, at all the meanness over masks, all the deception and scheming and hatred and loneliness and fear, I just want God to fix it and make it all better. Like the child crying at the edge of the pool, wanting God to carry me to my mother in the water, so I don't have to do or risk anything, so I don't have to be afraid. But trust, even with God, is a two-way shared thing. And the remarkable thing about God is that God trusts us before we learn to trust God. Now, how amazing is that? Scripture is one of our great teachers, where we learn how God trusted Abram to pack up his whole tribe and move to a land God will show him. And he did. God trusted Moses to handle getting out of Egypt and to lead his ornery people through the wilderness to learn to trust God. And they obeyed. Well, not always, and not always perfectly. But God trusted them, and they learned to trust back, sometimes. In 1 Kings, we meet Elijah, who trusted God and followed his instructions so completely that he faced down the Israelite king Ahab and his wicked wife Jezebel and their 450 plus prophets who all worship the pagan god Baal. It's a great story. At God's bidding, Elijah staged this fantastic competition, my God versus your God. Now, Baal was not able to rain down fire, to burn up the wood altar and the sacrificed bull, no matter how much Jezebel's prophets danced and prayed. Elijah, however, not only built an altar and laid the sacrificed bull upon it, he also drenched the thing in buckets of water. And Elijah prayed to the God of Israel, who then rained down a massive fire that burned up and dried up all around it, proving to the wayward Israelites that Yahweh was the one true God. Elijah and God trusted each other. But the difference here, and it's an important difference between God and human beings, is that Elijah's trust faltered, and God's did not. In our reading, Elijah has run away, afraid of the price wicked Queen Jezebel has placed on his head, not trusting, after all that, that God would be with him. So he runs away and hides in a cave. The word of the Lord came to him not in the loud fury of wind, earthquake, and fire, but in the sound of the sheer silence, the still small voice. God is there. God speaks. God trusts him and gives him new tasks to do. God forgives, understands when we falter, then teaches us to trust again by trusting us first. Your son crashes the car. He hides in his room in shame and cries. Your anger subsides as you give thanks that he is alive, and you begin to rebuild your trust in one another. In time, you trust him, albeit nervously, to drive his brother to his piano lesson. And he begins to trust again that you love him. It's hard, it hurts, it takes time, it's real. Jesus walks on water. Interpretations of this well-known story tend to fall into two camps. It demonstrates the divine power of Jesus, or it points to what happens when we are of little faith. We sink. Well, perhaps this story teaches us something else, something about trust. God's trust in us, as well as our trust in God. Jesus trusts Peter. He chose him. He trusts all of him, his impulsiveness and his love. And Peter trusts Jesus. But like many of us, he tests that trust by issuing a command. If it's you, Jesus, command me to come out on the water. Jesus says, come. Peter then trusts with a daring, impulsive, wild, and foolish act. He gets out of the boat and begins to walk. This is the scene of trust. Imagine it. Jesus lets him walk. Jesus trusts him to try. Jesus is there if he falls. Jesus doesn't smooth it over or make it easy, but Jesus trusts him to try and to learn. When Peter's trust falters, when he cries out, "Save me," Jesus reaches out and clasps his forearm. And Peter grabs back, clasping the forearm of Jesus. Jesus pulls him up close. And together, they continue walking on the water to the boat. God trusts us to live in this time and to walk through the world as it is. God doesn't smooth it over or make it easy. God trusts us to be kind, even to those we might have to ask to wear a mask. God trusts us to engage in the world, to vote. God trusts us to do the right thing, to live with compassion, lift each other up, soothe hatred and division where we can, share in sorrows and joys, and even if we falter, God trusts us. God trusted us before we learned to trust God. It's a trust that continually flows both ways. It gives us courage to jump off the edge of the pool, to come out of hiding in the cave, and to grab Jesus by his saving arm. The wonder is that God trusts us, and through that trust, we know, love, and trust God. It's a win-win. Amen.